Everybody, welcome back. I am your host, the Crazy Uncle. Today, we're going to be talking about something that's been it's been around the block a little bit, but I want to just break it down a little bit for everybody. And that's for those of you who are caught up in the quote-unquote friend zone. And hopefully we can actually figure out, you know, are you in the friend zone or aren't you? You'd be surprised how easy it is. So, I would say grab a beer, but I got something a little stronger than beer today. And let's go over it. Now, for those, especially young guys, if you don't know what the friend zone is, and I guarantee if you got somebody who's older than you showing you this, they're probably like, see, he knows what he's talking about. The friend zone is real simple, and that is you have, if you're, and I'm just going to take from a male perspective. You have a female friend who is not a girlfriend of one of your buddies, one who hangs around a lot, who will eat the food whenever it's around, drink the drinks whenever it's around, always puts their opinion in, even if it's slightly, and then when it comes time to put anything into it, they're not around. They don't really pay for anything. If they do, they're like, oh, I'll get the tip. And then they like leave like a 5% tip for the waitress or some shit. That's if they pay. All right. These are leeches, okay? Now, it's not to say they always are. Because if they're new to your friend group and they're not associated, it's quite possible that one of your buddy's girlfriends, fiancés, wives, whatever, is actually trying to get you linked up with that person without telling you. Because unlike us guys, women, will you just fucking tell us when you're going to do that? It makes things so much easier. Okay, I've lost out on actually dating some very attractive women because of this bullshit. And it is bullshit. It's total bullshit. Okay. Because the way they had explained it, since they wanted to be, oh, so subtle and everything, you got to read the signs. Fuck you. No. Just tell us, okay? Sorry. Side rant. Now I'm just trying to focus myself. Hold on, I need another drink. Ugh. That's why you women can piss us off. In any case, a lot of times, women, when they are interested in you, will make themselves available to you. But women fear one thing above everything else, and that is rejection. Especially anything public. Okay? You have to understand, this is a female's mentality. They are petrified of rejection. That is why, whenever they ask a woman, how do you shoot your shot? I just give them a look. And then, if he looks at me, I look away. And they think it's cute. It's not cute, women. It is not cute. Okay, especially if you like that guy, looks like he's sulking. He might have just had a bad day, and he's not going to want to walk over to you. How about you go up and strike up a conversation yourself? Now, the kicker is, if you're in a small group, yes, that woman is going to strike up a conversation. But do you know the difference between, is she leeching off the group? Or is she actually trying to get you to shoot your shot? And I can't believe I actually have to use that phrase nowadays. That wasn't meant to rhyme, I swear. And it's so easy. Okay, guys. Here's the number one thing you have to do. I'm going to make it real simple. Ask them. I'm going to say that one again because I don't think half of you got to ask them, you dumbass. Grow a pair of fucking cojones and go up there and ask them. Okay? If they're hanging around with you and you ask them out and they say no, don't hang out with them. Okay? And if you do, still want to hang out with them, make sure they begin paying for their portion. If they refuse to do so, they're nothing but a leech to you, and they need to be just like a leech, need to be burned off, salted, and stomped. I mean, just get rid of them. They're just, no. Get rid of them. All right. You don't need that type of shit in your life. Especially if you're young, women love to play these games. Oh, I'll just hang around, and after I, screw his brother or something, then I'll go to him. No, woman, that doesn't work. Okay? Men, young boys, actually, if you want to become a man, one of the things you must do is you have to learn to be direct and be ready for whatever rejection may come. I say may because she might actually be there waiting for you to ask her out. It is possible. Now, if she gives you some sort of, well, I'm not looking for a relationship right now. Okay, your half of the bill is this. Watch her attitude change. Make sure if she's in a group with you, in your friend group, that they see that. And if the women start protecting her, call them out on it. It's like, we're not dating. Why should I pay for it? And if they say, because you're a man, guess what? You probably just saved your buddy, because they're going to see that shit and realize he's heading for divorce court. So, no. Okay? Just be upfront. Be straight about it. Go and ask them. And by the way, you can go and ask out any woman you want. Now, about half the time when they say, well, I have a boyfriend, that's a subtle way of saying fuck off. So just take the L at that point. By the way, whichever woman rejects you, never take them back. Never. No, just don't. No. No. It's not, again, it's not worth it. Guys, I've seen this so many damn times. I've seen it enough where somebody like you, if you're a young guy watching, and I'm sure you're probably thinking of a female right now, that you asked out, you know she's not dating anybody, but she turned you down. Once you start doing better, she is going to come back. It's called the slingback effect. Tell them to fuck off. Now, the kicker is, this will work both ways. So if she was very unattractive when she was, say, just starting her teen years, and she gets about 17, 18, and she's just like they did on friggin' Laverne and Shirley, she freaking hot, so hot you gotta freaking bite your wrist just to make sure you don't say anything stupid. You most likely missed your chance. That's to say, not to say you did miss your chance. If you have improved yourself, you still have a shot. That being said, the last thing I'm gonna hit on, because I don't want this video to run too long, is if you want somebody of quality, you need to be quality too. I'm going to say that one again. If you want to get someone of quality and keep them, you must be quality as well. Okay? You want somebody who's really fit. Well, get your flabby ass in the gym. You want somebody who, is real personable. Then go out and hang out with them. Okay? Don't be afraid to go out with them. If you're an introvert, oh fucking well, who gives a shit? Deal with it. Women want a guy who's got a lot of resources. Well, what do they bring to the table? I'm sure you've all heard this before. What do you bring to the table? And just keep that in mind. Now, the last thing I'm going to touch on, do I got time? I got time, but not much of it. The last thing I'm going to touch on is this. Man or woman, does not matter. It's not cheating, it's betrayal. If they betray you, they deserve nothing from you. They didn't just burn the bridge. They nuked it. There's nothing left. There's nothing left to salvage. It's atomized. It's gone. They've even salted the earth. No. Throw their ass to the curb. They belong to the street. And I'll tell you what, if you're a young lady watching this, understand that all that these Chads usually get left behind when all their buddies friggin' start separating after high school. They're going to be very lonely guys. It's going to take a long time for that to catch up with them. But they will be, because no one's going to want to deal with them. Or somebody's going to beat the holy piss out of them. Is what it is. Now, I like to go longer on this, but there are certain restrictions I have on my time limit. Maybe next time I could talk to the young men and young women about certain life choices to make sure they don't fuck up. Because I'm all about setting people up for success. So if you want to be set up for success, hey, I'll get you there. What you do after is on you. But for right now, all I can say is, if you wouldn't mind, go in the comments, look at my other channels. If you like them, this and, comments and stuff. All the fun stuff you gotta do, because algorithms are a bitch. I'd be more on other sites like MGTOW TV and Locals and stuff like that. I'm working on DLive, but they're giving me issues. So is MGTOW TV and Locals. They're limiting the amount of videos. So if you don't see this one on there, that's because they're limiting the amount of uploads I can do per month. It's insane. Regardless, I hope to see you over there. And if you do go to one of my channels, I very much appreciate you. And for right now, take care of yourselves. This is your crazy uncle. I'm out.